It was pitch black dark in Minot, North Dakota, on January 18th, 2002. It was also bitter cold when at 1:37 a.m., a train derailed, slammed into a house, and sent a vast white cloud of anhydrous ammonia over the state's fourth largest city. If you lived nearby, you knew instantly things were not right. It was like something just grabbed your lungs, said a Minot resident who lived only 500 feet from the tracks. Then the electricity went out. So residents turned to battery-powered radios, you know, the kind we are all told to keep on hand for a disaster. But when they tuned into their local stations, all they heard was canned music and DJ banter piped in from somewhere far, far away. Local radio failed the Minot community that night. It offered content that was anything but what residents needed to know. And there are many reasons, apologies, and arguments about why it happened this way. But one thing is clear. When broadcasters have a physical presence in the communities they serve, this is much less likely to happen. Of course, what happened in Minot took place more than a decade and a half ago. But a month and a half ago, I received an email from an individual in Beaumont, Texas. He described Hurricane Harvey in harrowing detail. Rain fell from the skies and flooded the roads, turning them into virtual lakes. There were widespread power failures, and some tried to flee the area. Others stayed put and attempted to rescue those who were caught in deep water. But as he writes, at midnight, during the peak of the storm, not one single station in this market had live coverage of the storm. Instead, he found his favorite stations broadcasting top 40 formats and national talk programs, oblivious to the trouble in the very community they purport to serve. There are, of course, many broadcasters who do an extraordinary job serving communities during disaster. But let's be honest, they can only do so when they have a very real presence in their area of license. That's not some retrograde notion, it's just a fact. I do not believe that wiping out the main studio rule is going to solve problems like the ones we saw in Minot and Beaumont. I do not believe that it will lead to better community coverage. I do not believe it will lead to more jobs. I do believe it will hollow out the unique role broadcasters play in local communities, a role that is not just tradition, but is an essential part of broadcasting under the Communications Act. I know that many stations face real economic challenges, and I wish we could have agreed to simple waivers for the main studio rule anytime it would allow small and mid-sized stations to keep the lights on and continue to offer service to their communities of license. I regret we do not take those steps here and instead strip our rules of the very localism that makes broadcasting unique. I dissent.
Thank you, Commissioner. Back in May, when we released the notice in this proceeding,
if you lived nearby, you knew instantly things were not right.
In light of modern technologies
that will no longer
eliminating this requirement that a broadcast station must retain a physical location with a de facto requirement that we have two designated staff members, but retaining the obligation that broadcasters maintain a contact number. The commission ensures that community members will be able to reach their local broadcaster in a way that reflects how the public currently communicates with local businesses. Importantly, this item eliminates costly burdens that no longer make sense in today's modern world. It does not eliminate localism, especially in local markets. The obligation to air programming responsive to the interests of the community and requirement to maintain in a broadcast station's public file the quarterly issues program list detailing the program's air that provided the station's most significant treatment of community issues remain intact. There has been no causal effect, much less any correlation shown between the maintenance of this rule and the quality of programming or the amount of local content. Moreover, market incentives and license obligations will ensure that broadcasters remain focused on serving the needs of their local listeners and viewers. Broadcasters noted in the record that a significant number of broadcasters would continue to provide local program origination as a matter of prudent business operations in order to serve their communities and receive the economic support of same through advertising sales. In fact, removing this burden could actually pave the way for even more local content, especially in rural communities.